Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce and present to others Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. They call him Coach. They call him Doc. They call him Lowe. They call him the Love Guru. Sometimes they call him Professor. Without further ado, I bring before you the voice of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, Dr. Larissa D. Smith. Make it do what it do. My, I'm so glad to come before you today. It's a wonderful Wednesday, hump day. We're excited. We've got an awesome show planned tonight. I am two of the co-hosts here, and we just want to make it do what it do. I want to thank that we have several people already joining us, and it's good to have those individuals ahead of the ball game. Tonight is really focusing on just plain old life issues, and we want you to be a part of the show by calling in. At this point, I'm waiting on the host to come in and join us. You can call in at 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits or your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. You can chat with the host of the most, Lisa F. Levine, along with me as the co-host and producer tonight, Dr. Larissa D. Smith. When we're talking about just plain old life issues, we want people to be able to be interactive. We want you to join. If you're on one of the social media sites, you have an opportunity to comment or hit the question button, and we'll try to address as many questions as possible. Now, you can check us out on the web link. I see we have someone joining us already. Thank you so much for being a part of this on our Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Then we also have an opportunity to connect with you through Twitter. You can tweet our show at Lisa Farrell 24 at WBSW Radio at Zeta Phi Sigma underscore with the number 10 at Larissa D. Smith 15. On Instagram, we're excited to be partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma of Greenville, Alabama, and we are using and they're allowed to use their platform, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Also, Lisa L. Levine, LCSW, President Dr. Larissa D. Smith. We have a Zoom link. We're working tonight, and it's just the host and the co-host. So we're going to open up the lines eventually as we move forward with this show. Talking Real to You Prime Time is the name of the show. And you'll get a chance to be a part of our Zoom setup as well. So we're moving in a direction God bless us to be. We also want to share with you that we're being broadcast live on Facebook, which is facebook.com/DRLDAlbertoSmith, on TikTok. We're excited about being on TikTok. That's Dr. LDAlbertoSmith. Then on Tumblr Live, that's at Dr. LoSmith-blog. See, we're excited for WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. The big thing to broadcast to over 20 countries. And we're on every continent now. I can tell you that because recently we were able to get listeners and watchers in Brazil. So that made South America was the only continent we hadn't been able to have listeners. But now we have them. We're excited. We also have our host with the most joining us now. And we're going to make sure we admit her in so she can be a part of this. And I will introduce her As soon as we get an opportunity, I'm still hitting the button. What is going to commit? But eventually it's going to, oh, there we go. I think I was able to click on and get her up. And I think I may have her come in here in a minute. There she goes. She's coming on our giveaways, WBSW Radio giveaways. We give away hotel stays. We're giving away gift cards, novels, along with cash vouchers, food vouchers, and give love offers. So we need you to send your name to WBSW Radio Giveaways, and it will be to the point where we can put you in the raffle. We also ask you to attach a means of transaction, whether it's four means we work with Cash App, PayPal, along with Venmo, or Zelle at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. I'm looking at several people joining us on the board, along with the individuals of Judge. And I want to give a shout out to this person. They were a winner last at our anniversary show. The 27th of September was 6 years for WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We're the only station that takes all the social media that we have access and broadcast live at one time. If anyone tells me there's another one out there, please let me know. I'm going to give a shout out to Brown Shug, because on the last show, she won a gift card and a novel. And it was by Trey Johnson, and the book is called Family Scars, and I got to get it to her. And all the other people who won gifts on that night, gift cards, or won a trip. We gave away hotel stays in Hawaii, 5 nights, 6 days. And we give a shout-out to Dr. Ashley Edwards Tipton. And also a shout-out to the Brother Phi Beta Sigma. He put his name in the body. Just check us out. That's the Brother Tyrone VR. He was joining us, and he won the Vegas trip. The Vegas trip was 3 nights in 4 days. We take care of the hotel stay now. Let's keep. We're going to be wrapping off some international trips coming up in December for Thanksgiving and for Christmas. We have, at this point, we have 2 already in line. We have a 5-night, 6-night trip to Paris, France. And then we will be giving a 5-night, 6-night to Dubai. And then we'll come along and we'll get Bali. We're going to have a 5-night, 6-day trip to Bali. So we take care of the hotel. You can manage to work in 18 months to get your swimming over there for your flight. Then you'll have a ball on behalf of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're real excited about. We have several people joining us. Thank you so much. We got Shirley Green, 7552. We have Mo 525 joining us. We also have Jim. Thank you, Jim, joining us so much again. Jim is joining us. And good friend of Lisa, know who I'm talking about. Jim. I don't even have to call his name no more. He is Jim. He's with us. Jim. So thank you so much for joining us and being a part of it. And just being here and supporting all of you. Thank you for taking time. So, like I always say, without further ado, I'd like to introduce this young lady. And I had a conversation with her, and she had got to almost an end with some things in her area. And I said, well, you know, this, you know, I always said be encouraged, but I said, okay, whatever you want to do, I'm with it. I'm supporting you on it, whatever you want to do. Because she's committed to what we're doing here. She hails from the great state of Ohio. As far as north as you can go before you go into Canada, up 71, she managed 20-plus years ago moved to the southern peninsula of Florida. That's a big difference, people. Y'all just don't know. The weather is a big difference. She hails down in South Florida. She's a licensed clinical social worker. She owns three businesses. She's a yoga instructor, and she has a yoga business. She's worked with our young people, teaching them ways of dealing with various trauma through, you know, counseling, what besides her yoga program. And she was doing a pet sitting service one time. So I kind of keep up, I see her posting, well, I got to carry these pets, I'm making some more money. So I'm excited to have her right here and been with us right now at 4 years. I want to call out, people don't realize how long it's been. 4 years she's been here, devoted, committed, and I truly thank you so much. Without further ado, I call her my friend, my family, none other than Lisa Farrell Levine. Lisa, how you doing?
I'm doing well, doctor.
Format set up tonight, and it's truly good to have you on here, host with the most. You're going to share some awesome things and lead us where we're going. Our title for tonight's show is, Why Do People Have So Much Attitude? And I think it's important we address that issue, because it seems like everybody has some kind of, whatever they're encountering, they use it to reflect on others. It's at a national level. It's at the local level, the state level. It's in our communities, that everybody has this harsh attitude and this negative attitude about what we're dealing with. Some things we just have to understand. We can't change everything. What we have to do is make adjustments. If we encounter things that are not our way, then most likely we can't take it out on others. Sometimes we do. And that's what we want to talk about today. Why people have so much attitude. So without further ado, we have our host with the most. And we'll let her get us warmed up, get us started, let her make her do what it do. Lisa Levine.
When you disrespect or lack confidence or take things out on other people, that is you having a poor attitude. And when you are directing things onto other people, all you're doing is pushing them away. And, you know, this came to me when I was meditating Sunday, and I walked 8 miles Sunday, and I was meditating, and it hit me, and I said, you know, half of the stuff that we are dealing with is not because of us.
Yeah.
But when you say your attitude, that's a sign, a negative attitude, it's arrogant, it's narcissistic, it's self-centered, and it's the person failing to take responsibility for their actions.
Exactly.
So when they're directing things up to me, I don't get my way, so I'm going to have an attitude. I'm going to try to gaslight you. Rather than asking people to just came to me. And that's why I texted you what we needed to talk about, because acting like that, who does that get you? Or are you born that way? Or are you accustomed to treating people that way? And then what I find is when I A, B, C, and D, then why do you have an attitude? I go, I don't have an attitude. I'm telling you no, or I'm unable, or that's not going to be happening. And then that triggers more of an attitude rather than talking it out. And when you're in an emotional state, your attitude comes out. And because I absorb things, I said, no more. And I've been trying to really hone in with people on being aware of your surroundings, being aware of who's in your seat. If somebody does have an attitude with you, how do you reply to it? Because honestly, there's no excuse for what's going on right now. But it is a sign to be of arrogance and just negativity. And I feel like when people see they can look at you and they can look at me. They don't know what we have going on personally. I try to keep my personal stuff off of, you know, if they don't know if we have people in our family, they don't know what's going on. So when you're acting like that towards people and you're putting your negativity and your disrespect onto other people, does that make you feel better? Like, I'm trying to figure that out. Like, because I think it makes people feel better. Mm-hmm. I know I've been in this field 30 years. You've been doing this longer than me, Dr. Mo. You're kind of a therapist yourself. So I feel like, and especially down here, you really have to protect yourself. Everyone keeps saying, well, it's everywhere. And I said, well, here you can't even walk in anywhere and say hi. If somebody, oh, you don't have my prescription, then they start yelling at these poor pharmacy techs. They get an attitude. Well, why are you blaming them?
Yeah.
That you put out there is what is going to define you.
Exactly.
And it's like, yeah, and then I know the one other thing, and I'll let you go. When you do have an attitude, people aren't going to want to work with you. They're not going to want to be around you. And when you keep getting an attitude, it spirals and it spirals, and you keep digging it deeper and a deeper and a deeper hole. And the other thing is people that have attitudes, they're not honest. What's out there of it? I just tell people, let it in one ear and out the other. Make note, everybody, of what is causing you stress right now. Because when I made my list, I was surprised. I'm allowing it in my face. I'm not doing that anymore. And I suggest to everybody, because I can't tell you what to do, remove these types of disrespectful, inappropriate behaviors from your life. Because at the end of the day, where does that get you?
Nowhere.
By keeping that type of stress. Nowhere. It gets you nowhere. Other than sick, causing inflammation, anxiety. Everybody's anxious right now. It creates more anxiety for people.
And Lisa, I'm going to jump in, not to cut you off right there. Let me jump in right here because it's so important. Before I really get into the topic, I want to leave something fresh in your mind. That is what attitude and where it comes from. See, mostly that, but I want to give a shout out to the event because we have had people busting it wide open to get on here. We have Johnson underscore Rose 0001 joining us. Lady B, 1877. We also have the Tampa Mixed Sigmas of Tampa, Florida, from the Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Stuart Pearlin, thank you, Pearlin, thank you so much. We also have Anthony Starworth, one of our co-hosts on our sports show, joining. He also have an ad on here, his advertising on his L&T Lawn Service, Starworth Lawn Service, thank you so much. We have several others joining us on the board. I just see numbers. Thank you so much. And I know one of the area codes is closely related to up there in the Ohio area. And I'll just leave it at that. And I won't call out exactly who it is because I don't want to be off task. But truly, I want to let you think about, as I said earlier, often your upbringing have a lot to do with what attitude you have. We talk about negative attitude and the trauma you get from being in your environment. See, your attitude, we can say also, is a product of your environment. And it's going to be a positive or negative situation. Some people are able to heal through the right process of seeking support and help. Some people never heal. And they carry that attitude from being in their childhood to a young adult to an adult. They carry it from their home to their schools and eventually to their career. You know the person on your job, Lisa, you know this when you're working. The people that come in every day, mouth poked out, mad with the world, won't say nothing.
In relationships with other people. It stems from a lot of different things. Trauma, maybe abuse, maybe maybe not getting your way, maybe being overindulged, or we were even saying entitlement. We feel like a lot of people are entitled, you know, and you get an attitude from that. You know, because when you're entitled and you don't get your way, or you think you're entitled and you don't get your way, then what happens?
Positive. I always said prepare, plan, have a purpose to have a favorable outcome. If you need to get somewhere and you know you don't have it, don't wait till somebody, hoping somebody show up, or when they show up, you inconvenience them. You need to make the connection, make the plan. That way you won't have the opportunity to create an attitude for yourself. And too many people lean toward doing that, and we just have to make sure we're up there. For those people that's joining us and would like to join us and call in, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Actually, your location in your chat with Dr. Demo, Lisa F. Levine, and myself as the navigator, the co-host, the producer, and just riding along with this is Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. We're on WDSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're so excited to be broadcast on Instagram, as well as Tumblr Live, as well as TikTok. As well as Facebook and Blog Talk Radio. So join us. We would love to have you. If you're on here and you're watching and listening, type in your comments. There's a comment section. Type it in. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Stuart, for taking time to type in some comments. Thank you, our sponsor of One Eye Shows, Anthony Stalwart. Thank you, Brown, sure. Those people typing in those comments, we appreciate you taking time here. You give a shout out to the official underscore male underscore design. And that's one of the designers company that's out there. Check them out. Go to Instagram. You should find official underscore male, M-E-L underscore design with the N of Z. Thank you so much for joining. Lisa, we want to also, we have to continue to make sure we pay some bills around here. So I'm going to go to, first I want to do this introduction because I always forget about doing it. But I'm going to make sure I do it first, and then I'm going to move to our first advertisement.
It is indeed a pleasure to come before you today to present to some and introduce to others. She's called the host with the most. Excited to know that she's hosting on WDSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Without further ado, Young Lady Hills from the great state of Ohio. She's now living in South Florida, a licensed clinical social worker, and truly a friend. Miss Lisa Farrah Levine.
We get it and start in the show because we want to give the right recognition here because that's what it's all about. Just giving up her time and just sharing all the things she is encountering. And she's not going in depth to talk about everything, but she just wants us to know that we just have to kind of pull together. Now, let me give a shout out and let us play the advertisement for L&T Lawn Service. Sorry, L&T Stalwart Lawn Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stalwart Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stalwart at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stalwart. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
My hard work in that, Mr. Anthony. Stalwart, thank you so much for being supportive of this program. That's L&T Stalwart Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert. You can contact him by going to Facebook, Anthony Stalwart, And also you can give them a call at 334-300-7401. So Lisa, as we move to our next segment of our show, we want to talk about why people's behavior is out of control. And if you're experienced it, and I'm quite sure y'all can feel it because of their emotional intelligence. See, I always try to get to this and everybody understand the EQ is very important. Your emotional intelligence can hinder you from being and doing and have favorable outcomes. You can't let that create an attitude. You can't let that create the behavior to the point where people may not remember your name, but they will remember your behavior. They will remember your attitude. So you can't let your attitude or your behavior determine your aptitude. So you can't move up when you're always pulling yourself down. Let's stay focused. So we want to talk about why people at this time behavior is out of control or their attitude that they have. They want to throw a tantrum. And you know people that throw a tantrum. The only people I really know that throw tantrum is children. So you if you're an adult on a tantrum, you haven't grown up yet. You're still a child. That's a hit right there. And I want y'all to feel it. Because if you're doing what a child would do because they don't get what they want, then you haven't grown up. If you have an outburst, see your behavior, you're upset, and you got tantrum and outburst. See, this is a sign that kids struggle with. I want to go and make sure I put that at that point. See, children have a problem dealing with their feelings. They throw tantrums and outbursts. If you are adult, talk to us about it. You can give us a call, 347-857-4192. Tell me why people's behavior is out of control. You type it in. It's good to do that. Lisa, share your thoughts on that.
Anxiety and fear. Anxiety and fear, I want you to think about those two things that can trigger an outburst. You know, today, Miss Melissa, bless her heart, sent me a video, and she, because it kind of made me my day. But this is an act of self-control right here. I guess one of her kids was having a difficult time today in class. But she knew, self-soothing using your tapping, and just sent me a heart.
Okay.
That's what this is about. If I have a five-year-old that knows I'm not feeling in control, now whether she killed him or not, it doesn't even matter, but he knew his body, he knew that there was not control there. This is what the problem is. When people feel out of control, they spiral, and then their anxiety heightens, and they don't know how to get it back down. Rather than saying, okay, I'm starting to not feel right, or this conversation's making me uncomfortable, or they just react. They do things without thinking that can be very hurtful. But feeling out of control, to me, is anxiety and fear. Two main things. And some people don't know how to self-regulate. They don't know how to control themselves. And I think we see it on TV. We see it on these. I don't watch the reality shows. I think they're ridiculous. I'm sorry. But you're seeing them at 10%. Oh, The Bachelor. What's that one about? He didn't take me. We're going to fight. These are like very poor role models and poor examples. Mm-hmm. And I also think depressing things. Repressing and internalizing feelings, also behavior, lack of control, lack of impulse control. You look at all these things, which create actions in people. When you're feeling a certain way, what happens? I'm going to react without thinking.
Yep.
And because of that, you could really, you're going to lose people in your life, and two, you're going to lose yourself.
Yep.
Because when people know, and I just said this to somebody, when you are out of control, you get sloppy. And you keep making terrible mistakes and terrible choices. Sloppy, that's the word I was using. And I'm just being real because that's what this show is about, being real. But when you don't have control over your behavior, I don't want to be around it, you don't want to be around it. And, you know, people, you know, and I ask people a lot of questions. I'm not asking to be nosy. I'm asking because I want other people's opinions. I want to hear what your experiences are, how you handle things. But some people, when you act like that, so that they hit them in a bad way, they cry, they get depressed. So your poor lack of control and your poor behavior and your poor attitude all combined, it's creating issues for other people. And yourself, you're just, people aren't going to want to deal with that. Because to me, that's being mean. Mean and negative. Mean.
Very much so. Because you're out of control.
You know, if you're not able to control yourself, use the stop technique. Stop, think, take a breath, observe, and proceed with action. You know, with caution or, you know, would it. Look at it. There's different techniques you can use.
Cool.
They don't know how to any other way of living, I think.
Exactly.
Some people, that's what they know, is they feel out of control, they're lost of control. And that's what they know, and that's what they do. But that doesn't mean you have to be around it. I tell people when you're in certain situations, you just gotta be calm. I don't say be relaxed. I don't like the word calm, but be relaxed. Just listen. Nod your head. Find something in the room to focus on. These are coping skills you could be using when you're dealing with these types of people and situations. Because I see people get out of their cars lately. They are out of their cars yelling, pounding on windows. I mean, the light when it turned red and you wanted them to go through a red light. Like, people do stuff. That's an out-of-control behavior. You're trying to control the car in front of you who's trying to be safe, but you're so angry. You're ready for 5 minutes late. It happens.
Exactly.
That's a good example of out-of-control behavior because you're trying to control or your food comes in its place. Is that a reason to throw a temper tantrum in a restaurant because your food, maybe they ran behind, maybe, who knew? Okay, my food is a little cold. Ask them nicely. Don't heat it up. You don't need to abuse people because it's a lack of control. It probably has nothing to do with the food.
Exactly. Impulse.
Exactly.
No, people can't control their impulse. Impulse is involuntary. It's something you're trying to control what you really can't control. There are ways to deal with that situation. Just like you're talking about going to one of those places, and I've seen so many crazy things about people going in line, ordering their food, and people in the working in a restaurant come out and dump on people in cars, drag them out of cars, and seeing all this crazy stuff. That impulse control is a problem. Until you run across somebody that has the same problem you have, it's fight or flight. And people have to realize it's so important that we work on controlling our behavior and controlling our attitude. We have to develop the right skills so we can control our behavior. We can't continue to go on thinking everything is all right. Because someone else did it. Now, we have to think about this and put these type of people out of control behavior into a particular area. See, everyone says a mental disorder, but you have a behavior disorder. You have one. And if you don't address it, you're going to continue to do, think you're doing the right thing.
Impulse control disorder, intermittent explosive disorder. That's another one, too, that I relate those two kind of together. Because you're exploding over, like, no control and then lack of impulse control. And I'm not talking about the impulse control that's related to ADHD, because that's a different situation altogether.
Yeah.
We're talking about this explosiveness, this lack of control, and just me.
Exactly.
And we're beating on that. What people are doing is they're just quitting their jobs because they don't want to be abused. It makes people feel bad when they do that.
Exactly. And we'll continue that situation. But we want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure I get you on the line. By identifying the last 4 digits of your cell, actually your location, and you can chat with the host with the most, Lisa F. Levine, along with myself, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. We also have an opportunity to communicate through the various social media sites, TikTok, Tumblr, Instagram. We have two channels, Facebook, with two channels on Instagram and Facebook. We give a shout-out to Jim. And I want to do this because we're talking about behavior. Read no more. I just want you to think about it because the most popular videos that are posted and go viral are conflicts at Walmart. People look like they lose their mind when they get to Walmart. Can't nobody look at them. Can't nobody say anything to them. I don't know whether the building is so big and they want to get close to people. I don't know what it is, but since your behavior is out of control and you have a bad attitude, it leads to you stepping to someone that may create a problem and have that Walmart syndrome. Walmart might not want to hear, but it's being posted. You see a lot of video, a lot of clips, a lot go viral where the Walmart syndrome come into play, and people just act like they lose all control. And they out to get someone. They're screaming. They're hollering. I've seen people trying to take merchandise out of the store in a basket and don't have a seat. And the guy with a vest and maybe fight the guy with the basket. It is just out of control. So make sure you are not falling into the category. The category I don't want to put you in an adult in, but you might fit in there, is, you know, teenagers do stupid things. We all work
together. That's a learning process.
And if you're still doing things like a teenager, and they call her stupid people, then don't find no fault in your actions, then I think you have a problem that needs to be addressed. You have drove the car in the ditch, and you can't get it out because you need a record to pull you out. You need someone to help you. We got to truly look forward to put myself in a position. We want to give a shout out to another sponsor here. We have Mary Ruth's Restaurant out of Georgiana, Alabama. Thank you so much for some awesome, awesome Southern fried.
Are you looking for home cooked food in a family friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
And meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood fries.
Barbecue Saturdays, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by
261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Check out Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. That's 261 Highway 106 West in Georgiana, Alabama. Go and check them out. They're always kind of setting it out. It's a buffet style, but you can call ahead and order and pick up, or if you just want to get something off the menu, you have a chance. You can call Mr. Marv. I'm going to say Brother Marvin Lala Smith, along with Sarah Pastor Katrina Rosa Smith, members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Brother Marvin and Beta is Sarah Pastor Katrina. And they are just truly working to provide that community some outlet, a place that they can go and sit down and conversate with one another. So we give a shout out to them. The number to give them a call is 334-549-0950. 334-549-0. I don't know what's going on here. Did I hear something? Sorry. Hit stuff in the area. But make sure you give them a call. That's 549, which is 334 error code 0950. 549-0950. Shout out. Lisa, as we move forth, I wanted to kind of take a leap and look at another one of our topics for discussion, effective communication. I want to really discuss effective communication, because when you're encountering challenges from people, it becomes a lack of communication. And we have to realize some people do not have the ability or the skill. I'm coming hard, we ain't holding them back, to communicate effectively, because they don't understand the three phases of effective communication. So they spin defense, and they'll go to the point to start attacking you the thing they think that is shameful. I call sign language, sign of the shame, insult, guilt, and need to be right. Have you been around people like that? They need to be right. No matter what you say, they need to be right, because they're not affected in communication. Exactly. Go ahead on.
It's all about them. And there's a difference between talking to and talking at. Mm-hmm. I won't listen if you're talking at me. But you lose me. I won't listen. Talking to me, yes. Here's the thing about me. I don't know how other people. If you have a problem, you're in a situation, come to me and talk to me about it. Hey, Lisa, I can't pay my copay. I'm short this month. You know, like when COVID came, I cut people a break for about 3 months. Maybe I shouldn't have. I thought, you know, I felt I did the right thing. People weren't working. Communicate that. If you are not able to do something, pay someone, assist them, if you don't know how to talk to your partner, whatever it is, own up to it.
Yeah.
Get assistance with it. The other thing I noticed is people, when they're wrong, they flip it and they blame you.
Right.
What happens to you, you need to not reply. No reply. Stay silent. I have this quote, I keep it on my phone. It's about staying silent. Stay silent. If you effectively communicating eye contact, body language, I don't like when people go, you did, you did, you did. I feel that I'm not sure if block it out. Or I'm very upset right now. Can we talk it out later? Not 2 weeks later. Not 2 weeks later. Can we have a conversation about it? But I don't think anybody should ever talk. And the other issue with respect to communication is people's opinions. There's no respect for that anymore. We're not allowed to have an opinion. It has to be, it's very divisive. It's very, you're either this or you're that. Nobody takes time to listen. I see it down here. I have a hard time here because of it. Because I don't like what's going on down here. And I just don't, I'm not going to get political, but I don't like it. I don't like, you know, the way things are being put out there. And, you know, it's okay to listen to other people's opinions and you don't have to agree with them, but you also don't have to yell at them and say, I'm talking to you again, I'm blocking you.
Exactly.
And that's a very immature behavior. And I had someone try to pull that with me a couple of weeks ago. And I'm like, I'm not going to block you, but just keep your comments to yourself. It wasn't appropriate. Like, the comments were just inappropriate to me. And when you go on with social media people, think before you go on there. Make sure you are actually reading a post or reading, you know, I'm not the best texter, I admit it. I'm trying to get better at it because I get 20, 30 text messages coming in at a time. If I don't answer that text right away, and I think this is happening to a lot of people, maybe we can't answer the text right away. Maybe you're at work. Maybe you're out with your wife. Maybe, who knows? Something we have misinterpreted. And I've been there, you know, I'm pretty open about things. You know, a lot of times I need clarification. I'm not understanding what you're saying. These are ways to communicate. I mean, even with little kids, you say, do you understand what I'm saying? What's your interpretation of it? Obviously, do you understand? And for the most part, they pretty much understand it, the kids.
Exactly.
So, I'm beginning to think the kids have more sense than the grown-ups. So here, we have become so unsocialized, and then 2020, yeah, it has a lot to do with it, but take a course on it. I mean, I know I just did some more training, like my CEU. They have everything on cultural diversity, communication will help. But the effect of communication, communicating, you can communicate, but I think most times people don't understand it or they hear what they want. Dr. Lowe, you can have three people in a room, and everyone can have a different interpretation.
Yes.
And
that's what's happening in society now. When we talk about effective communication, you know, you got to remember those seeds that are coming, and those seeds are being, when you're communicating, you have to be clear with what you're saying. You have to be correct. See, don't communicate something that's false. Be complete. Don't give me piecemeal. Some people like to give you a little bit of it, and then when you ask for more, they get upset for you asking. That's not effective communication. You get upset. Be concise. Be very concise about what you're saying. Be to the point. If people have a tendency to hear what you have to say. And the next one is compassionate. See, too many people are not compassionate at this time. They fall in a category of not understanding the effectiveness of communication. See, effective communication also accurate. I did a show on that. See, they'll try to shame you. That's the first thing they're going to try to do. The next thing, they're going to insult you. Then they're going to want you to feel guilty, and the last thing is they need to be right, and they will do any and everything to need to be right. They're not not going to listen to what you have to say actively. And it's important that we have to be able to communicate in a manner where I hear what you have to say. Then I want to be able to give and take feedback. I should be able to give feedback. I need to be given something back. But I have to first, between the listening, you know what I have to do, Lisa? You know what we have to do? Think about it. Critical thinking, what you heard. So you start talking back. Don't just open your mouth. One of those things I always share with people, you know, some people in the room need to be right, need to be known as the most educated person in the room. And maybe their intelligence might be high academically, mentally, but their emotional intelligence is rock bottom. So that doesn't make you a likable person, doesn't make you fit in. So when you are communicating in a manner where you are able to give and take feedback, or you are able to have empathy. See, when you are communicating, you have to be fresh and up on empathy. Understanding things happen to other people. Things happen to people that might not happen to you. And you have to be respectful. See, people don't want to be respectful now. See, they're devices, but in front of you, but don't be disrespectful to me. Something, Lisa, I don't know if you heard, a lot of young people are hearing this, especially when I was working in the field, people, you got to earn my respect. You got to earn your respect. I don't know you, so I don't have enough respect until you show me. See, when you show me who you are, I'm going to believe who you are. Then I'm going to do like we said on our show, run as fast as I can. So if an adult trying to tell you, I don't have to respect you, you need to respect me. Then I'm going to tell you just like this. Well, I appreciate encountering you. I appreciate it's a blessing. Now I know I need to get away from you as fast as I can. I'll make sure that's clear, concise. It's going to be complete. It's truly going to be coming from my heart. So it's going to be a compassionate statement, and it will be correct. You don't have to like it, but we're all right. And we can make it. So truly effective communication is important. It boosts that you are communicating. It helps you deal with low self-esteem. You're communicating with someone, they're listening to you, and they're giving and taking feedback. If they're showing empathy, you have a tendency to feel a little bit better because someone is listening to you. It gives you confidence. It boosts your confidence when you know someone is listening to you. And that's what we all go through each and every day, that we want to be able to communicate with each other effectively. No one should be on this outlet, or these outlets, thinking about mistreating people. You should always want to treat people the way you want to be treated. Lisa has something she always said about relationships. If you're struggling with yourself to get along with yourself, how are you going to be able to function and operate with other people and treat them right? So if you're mistreating yourself, you'll mistreat others. And have no problem with it. No, it don't even faze them when they do that. And truly, that's what we said. Effective communication is so important. It allows us to also be able to see why people have attitude. One of the things they have an attitude in their behavior is because they cannot communicate effectively. See, they can't get what they want across. They need to be right. So when you need to be right and it don't happen that way, you get upset. See, it's all about being a situation of rules, a set of rules dealing with right and wrong. We were brought up the way. We knew he knew what was right, he knew what was wrong. Those are the rules in place. But now, a little different talking here. Lisa, share your thoughts on that because we're getting close to the top.
But I notice when I teach this, and I said, I don't like saying no to people. And now I've had to learn, it's no, I'm not doing it, and there's no further conversating about it. Like, I'll hang up the phone now. And I'm not telling wanting people to do that, but if we don't stand up for ourselves and be confident in what we're saying, because a lot of times I just say, okay, I'll do it, or okay, because I just don't want to be aggravated, I guess, or have that in my area, but it's okay to set boundaries and just say no. And if they're getting mad, which I notice that's what happens when you tell people you can't do something, or even if you try to talk it out, but showing compassion to yourself.
Yep.
Are you showing empathy to yourself?
Yeah.
Are you, what are you, you know, and I think we're getting to a place where people are so aggressive that I think people, you know, and don't do this. I'm going to just come out and say, don't do it, don't give it. You're not doing it. If you want to do something and you're not comfortable with it, you don't do it. People asking you out on a date, you don't want to go, or they're asking to come over. I don't want to come over. And be very strong in it. If they don't, and then they, if they start putting you down, I will say that, know your worth.
Know your
worth. Know that you're loved, maybe not by those people, because people who truly love you respect you. And if you don't love you, you don't respect you.
Yeah, that's awesome, right?
But that is a very important statement, and I just some of the things I've been seeing recently, it kind of just shakes my head now. Like, I don't even know what to say, because there is nothing to say. When people act out, that's a reflection of them. It is not a reflection of you. There's a way that I
yeah.
Can't think of what it is, but there's a quote about that, like a reflection. It's a reflection of yourself. But acting out, you know, it's no compassion, no self-awareness. These things all tie in together. But when you take advantage of people, because you know they're nice, and you take advantage of them, they're going to get to a point where they're going to say, they're not going to stand for it, I think most people. And I find it interesting when you are nice to people, they get nasty.
Yep.
They're just so, when they try to convince you. You notice that?
Yep. They gotta be right.
And it's a form of bullying. It's not nice.
Exactly. If they go below the belt on you all, we definitely in trouble. On this. So we gotta keep them above the belt.
I keep saying that to people. When you do that, it's gonna come back. And I don't wish anything bad, but I know we had Holy Day recently, and I was just praying for everybody around me. I wasn't even praying for me. And it was interesting because my mom said our rabbi gave a sermon on that, about giving out to other people, giving good energy, giving prayer, sending good things out there. Because when you do that, and that's what kept coming to me, another thing that kept coming to me, I said, people need it. They need something.
Yep.
And she said it was the most powerful sermon she had ever heard him give. And he's this man amazing. But it was interesting. That's what came to me. And then she told me what he was talking about. That people are in trouble. And if you keep up on this path, why are all these people having heart attacks? Why are they having strokes? Why are they passing out? Panic attacks, anxiety, that is all stuff that you are holding in, anxiety or anger.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're going to cause health issues for yourself. So be mindful of that. God forbid, anyone should be, God forbid.
Exactly. Be mindful of what you're doing to others, because it will come back at you. So if you're disrespectful, you're treating people, it will come back at you. So What we want to move forward to in our last segment is talking about how do we cope with disrespect in our modern day society. And we're going to talk about that. We've got a couple ads, got a few bills, and then we're going to move forth and move to the last segment, and we'll get ready to close it out. We want you to still be a part of it by calling in. The call-in number is 334-857.
All existing business who has suffered from COVID-19 and need funds to help with daily operations like payroll, rent, mortgage, and utilities, call William Scott at 334-320-5438.
Awesome. That's Mr. William Scott, and he's in that business. He's in a consulting business, and he's working with individuals, agencies, to kind of help people find some areas where they can get some support to put them in home, put them in really, the inflation is in the play. We may not see it directly, but it's happening to us. The APR is increasing, and we have to learn to live with it. So we have to put ourselves in a position that we understand that we have to work with everybody and help each other, especially family. Put family first. That's why we should and never should accept disrespect. However, we're encountering a lot of disrespect in what we call our modern-day society. And we're talking to you presently today. If you're doing it, I'm calling you out as well. If you'll just walk around disrespecting people because you can, that is not the right thing to do. So we want to talk about how you can cope with disrespect. How can you cope with disrespect? And disrespect could be rudeness. And you deal with rudeness. What's the object for rudeness? Kindness. Just think about that. Do a little kindness with those people. Lisa shared several things about when you're dealing with something. The best way to kind of diffuse rude and negative behavior is to sometimes just listen. And say less, you will be a lot better off than you trying to go toe-to-toe with someone who already made their mind up that they need to be right. What they're going to do when you say the thing, they're going to shame you. They're going to insult you. Then make you feel guilty for even responding to them. So we have to keep a positive attitude. What we have to do when we deal with somebody be rude and have negative behavior is stay friendly. Stay friendly. Okay, I understand. Just so they can realize, because by 8 to 10 seconds, they're going to vent. If you don't say anything, they're going to realize they're out of place. But when you respond, they go take it to the next level. They go, because now they got an ear listening to them. Stay friendly. Do that part about kindness is going to go out the door. That part about friendly is already at the door. Being positive is taking a step toward the door. Always keep that in mind. Don't let people trigger disrespect in you, Lisa.
Just to tag on to what you said, don't stick to somebody else's level. Keep in mind that who knows what they're going through, and they are misdirecting their anger onto you. Walk away. I tell people all the time, walk away. Say, hey, gotta go. Ending this conversation. I think so you're upset, I'm gonna give you, because they just keep going and going and going and going. And it's like, it's one thing to call someone and say, hey, I'm having a bad day. Can I vent? It's another when you are disrespecting and taking it out on a person. And I'm trying to understand it myself, but Carol with kindness, right? Isn't that something we were taught? You know, we contact, I tell people when, and I tell my kids, my niece, all the time, someone's not being nice, you look at them and they're like, oh, you look really nice today. And I say genuine about it. Tell them how good their hair looks. Include them in something that maybe you're doing, because you'll get a reaction that, and even the adults need to be doing that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We do.
And think before you say something when somebody is, like, because when they're actually disrespecting you, they're not going to hear anything that you're saying.
Nope.
One thing, but I always tell my niece, and she gets it for age 12. The child is like an angel. She's like an old girl. But she gets it. I always say I don't really worry so much about her because there's some of the girls I work with. I try to really empower. Someone's disrespecting you, don't be disrespectful back. You be kind back. You walk away. You don't have to be best friends with people, but you be polite.
Yes,
and don't disrespect adults, but then you got adults disrespecting other adults, and then we're poor role modeling, I feel like, for one another and for the kids.
Positive growth mindset that leads you to empowerment. We talked about that on the last show. Being able to have a positive mindset. And we will be able to help individuals be able to cope with some things because sometimes fire just won't fight fire. Sometimes you got to pour some water. And your water might be just saying, I'll come back when you're ready to communicate without insulting me or trying to change me because I'm not agreeing with what you're asking me to do. I have a choice, you have a choice. And kindness, being friendly. And then you need to walk away. And then when it's good enough, they want to talk back. But they'll call you. They'll contact you. I have always noticed that when people get so upset with you, they may be mad for 24 hours. Sometimes it don't take them long. The next 2 hours, hey, man, I apologize for going off like that. I was going through something. I said, yeah, but I wasn't. So you don't need to take me through what you're going through. Now we can move forward. Now, I got my point of view out. I didn't catch you at your hottest point. I didn't catch you where you were so upset that you began to need to be right and move towards shame and insult and try to make me feel guilty. That's sign language for what you encounter. I'm here to support you. I'm here to give you the best encouragement possible. This is the way you cope with it. You hear the voice? The voice is not because no one gets anywhere when you're trying to bump heads. So always keep that in mind in your effort to cope with people who are disrespectful, people who are moody, people who have attitude. Just always keep in mind. It could be one of the simplest things that triggers somebody disrespecting you.
And you know what's interesting? Yeah. When you don't let someone disrespect you, they turn it around and think you're difficult. I want everybody to think about that.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. And so they think that you are the one being difficult.
Yep.
Don't let that in your space either. You know, we're going to release it, send it out to the universe.
Yes.
Because that's people, you're not letting them be abusive to you, or you're not allowed, you know, that's the way that people are thinking right now. Mm-hmm. And another thing I'm going to say, people who disrespect you and don't apologize, you're a coward. That is cowardly to me.
Exactly.
Apologize when you... Because to me, it's cowardly. You walk away. It's like you turn it around. You flip it on them. You gaslight. And it's a coward act. So you think about that word. And that's the word that came to me. So if you made a mistake, if I make a mistake, I say I'm sorry. Because that's the proper thing to do. When you walk from something, That's not showing any courage. It's not showing. It is to me just not It's not taking ownership.
Exactly.
Or we talk about responsibility. You're not being responsible.
Exactly. You have to be responsible as an adult, especially as a parent, grandparent, whoever it may be. You have to be the one that's going to be impactful, but not be the one to sink down to the level where you lose all the possibility of making an impact in our world and our society. Give a shout out to John Hudson, is joining us as well, member of 580 Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter. I want to shout out with Jim mentioned. He said, kill them with kindness. And that's what we've been saying all night. And that's what it's truly all about. If everybody have their way of coping with disrespect, everybody have their way of just coping with challenges, you do what's best for you. No matter what we share with you, is how you use it to put you in a better position. And we want you to be successful. That's what WDSW Radio, the internet station, is all about. We're number one, and we want you to be successful. It takes hard work. It takes a commitment to get where you want to be to have a favorable outcome. Tonight was all about, why do people have so much attitude? We shared some things with you from our own personal experience, my own professional experience, but truly, truly, you know what you're dealing with yourself in your community, in your home, in your neighborhood, on your job, a lot of things you're dealing with. We ask you to find ways to cope with it so you can walk away with a peace of mind. Because sometimes you take
the money. This is mesmerized. You can get it for half.
Okay.
And there's all sorts of, like, the girl, her voice is so calm, and chronic pain, anxiety. It gives you so many. I listen every night. That's what I'm listening to now.
Oh.
It's good things in your head, but it's a great app. So I just wanted to mention my kids at one of my schools, they signed this app. And I was so proud of them because they were, like, watching it, and then they said, had me hold my iPad up so they wanted to do balance poses. And it was really great. You see what happens when you kill my kids and let them do a good thing. Okay. So those are my classes, and I was very proud of them about 2 weeks ago.
That's awesome. But we will play it now. Just spinning, come on, keep spinning. This is Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. Looks like we got a spin going on. Maybe there you go.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Bloody Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Brothers of 580 Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama, strong sponsorment of our show, so we're going to pay their advertisement as well. So truly, truly, it's thankful. I don't know if I can get it to go.
It's indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
We want to thank our sponsors as well, as Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. Thank you for your support. If you just want to contact us, just go to Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville and Instagram and actually be a follower, as well as Twitter. That's Zeta Phi Sigma _ with the number 10. Or just go to Facebook and just type in Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville. You got a chance to connect with those brothers and see what the thing they're doing. They always have, they have their motto, and they said this is going to go along with them. Their brand will be We Lead, We Never Follow. Wow. We never fall. Some of the things they're doing, their most progressive chapter 5 is Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. So we'll give those guys a shout out. Thank you so much, each and every one of you all that's taking time to be a part of it. At least it's been awesome. We at 8:32. So we've been rolling tonight. We've been an hour and a half plus two. So we really touched on a lot of topics in our title, Why Do People Have So Much Attitude? And the more you encounter, we want to move forth and ask you to cope, to use your best coping skills, try to engage yourself on what's going on. That way you can have an opportunity to come back another day. Because some people need to be right, we'll take it to another level. Lisa, as we get ready to close out, any parting thoughts you want to have as the host or with the host? Okay.
So he has proven, peace begins with me. I teach it. Peace begins with me. Once in you. It's going to be all around you, non-peaceful. And just be mindful of the way you're treating people, because some acts cannot be forgiven.
Yep.
Some acts that you do. So be mindful, be kindful, they say, be kind. And one of the words that I really good book to read is The Four Agreements. If you haven't read the book, The Four Agreements, it'll take you a day. It's an excellent book, and it's short, and it's to the point. And I know I don't really read the book myself, actually. But just be mindful of how you're treating other people. Because you might not want to lose that person that actually cares about you or is taking care of you. I think we're seeing a lot of that right now, a lot of disconnections, and trying to stay connected with yourself. When you're connected with yourself, you'll connect with others. And those are my parting words, and we might talk more about this because I think it's important right now.
We will continue, and we're going to kind of follow up with the next segment that comes in. At least I'm going to say 2 weeks, but it might be 3 weeks because of got a little trip to go on the 14th through the 21st. So I'll be kind of out of the pocket. I'll be out of the pocket, but I'll be back on the 22nd. So that week of the 23rd, 22nd through the 29th, 28th, we'll have a show then. Even though it's not the third week, but it will be really dependent. So check us out on the actually fourth Wednesday so we can talk about how we can deal with people who have too much attitude or dealing with behavior concerns. Truly, it's been awesome tonight. I want to tell everybody I truly love you all. You know, it's coming from my heart. And y'all see me tonight. I got my collar button up to the top. They said, man, you look kind of crazy, but I'm good. I love it. And we have, it's coming from my heart, truly coming from my heart. And Lisa shared with you a shirt that really has some words that should touch each and every one of you. So you need to think about peace. Do you want peace in your life? Because I do. I want it every day. Think about the attitude you may have, because your attitude determines your aptitude. And we will, because right now, I would do one tomorrow. My show is scheduled for tomorrow. Happy Hours Talk. You might not have it on because I'm working with a bunch of students on the campus over there. And this is homecoming week. And we are, some of them cut. We're going close to 5 and 5:15 working. And tomorrow's show will start, most likely, I believe, at 4:30 or 5:30, one of them. But we truly want, if we don't have it, we won't have it. But we're truly thankful. Then we'll see you truly coming next week. Now, I want to tell everybody, Monday's my birthday. So happy birthday to me, Monday. Yes, I'm getting another crown jewel year. That's what I call a crown jewel year. So we're being blessed truly, 35 plus. How many more years of wisdom and experience God wants to bless on me? If he said 31, I'll take them all. I take every additional year he wants to give to me. It's a blessing, and thank you so much. Thank each and every one of you all that's taking time to be a part of this. Everybody on Tumblr, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, and a beautiful, awesome host that I have that I'm sitting here. So thankful to see peace begin with me, and it begins with her. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Truly. Thank you so much, Lisa. We're going to leave out here with a smile on our face, because I'm going to say this and truly, hopefully, touch everybody's hearts when I say it. I want to tell you, because it's coming from my heart, man. I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. So hashtag be responsible. Hashtag peace, care for understanding. Keep on grinding. We got this. We truly got this. You know, we have to be able to move forward and continue to do what we need to do to say that we truly love you. We're going to hashtag make it do what it do. Have an awesome rest of the evening and a good weekend, and we'll see you. Most likely we're going to come and do something. Might do it on Monday. I just might do a birthday show. We'll give away prizes. Monday, just have a ball. Somebody said, well, you going to see me? You saw it happen some more. Might be doing that too. If we don't see you Monday, we'll have you too. Be blessed. Be safe. Again, I just love you with all my heart. Thank you so much. Have an awesome rest of the night. Bye-bye.
Namaste.